Good morning. It's 8:34 and you're watching the Wake Up America Show with Austin Peterson at wakeupamericashow.com. Glad to have you here. You can text us in at 573-319-1586. That's 573-319-1586. My next guest is the man of the hour. Big story yesterday. Missouri has pulled $500 million in state pension funds managed by BlackRock over the company's environmental and social priorities. These are those ESGs that we've been talking about. Now, here he is joining us, Missouri State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick on the line. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Sure. So give us a little bit of an update here. What's the story? $500 million in Missouri state pensions. How does this operate? How were you able to make this decision? And why did you make this decision?
Well, it's actually a board decision. So the pension funds are managed outside of the state treasury. I'm on the board of the state employee retirement system. It's different from the money in the treasury where I'm the sole fiduciary and can just say, hey, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. So this was actually a process that the board undertook where essentially we became concerned that our assets were being managed in a way that prioritized non-financial matters over, you know, their fiduciary responsibility to, you know, provide the best return on investment. So, you know, that when we say non-financial matters, that's where ESG comes in. We're talking about environmental issues, social issues that really have no business being, you know, being advanced in the corporate world. These are more, you know, political issues that should be dealt with on a, you know, in the political system. And so we had concerns about how our assets were being used to advance those causes. And we told BlackRock, hey, we don't want you to vote our shares. We want you to abstain from voting while we come up with a proxy voting policy that we're going to implement. BlackRock said they would not do that for us. So we basically said, okay, we're going to take our assets out. So that's what we did.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Scott Fitzpatrick. He's Missouri State Treasurer, and he announced yesterday that Missouri pension funds would be divested from the company BlackRock, which has an ESG policy that's been much the subject of debate, environmental, social, and governance policies. So just to kind of break this down, Scott, essentially what you're saying is that the concern was, and the reason that this was a legitimate pulling of funds from this company is because they were not focused on the financial goals of the pension holders. They were focused on all of these political goals, and that could put the funds at risk.
Yeah, essentially what's happened is the political left has turned to corporate America to try to implement their agenda, and they can't get it done legislatively. So they're trying to use corporate America to advance their causes. And BlackRock is the largest manager of assets in the world. They have now that the big sell-off is kind of underway, it's down to about $8 trillion in assets under management, which is more than any other firm in the country or in the world. And they're using that muscle that they've amassed by virtue of managing and speaking on behalf of other people's money to basically try to advance these causes. And it's largely a response to the pressure that they've received from people on the political left to, you know, force climate mandates or, you know, emissions mandates on companies that really don't have much to do with the energy issue or anything like that. They've forced like DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion audits on companies. These are very expensive mandates that these companies are being forced to comply with because you have activist type investors managing this money like BlackRock who are pushing them into doing these things. And it's not good for shareholders. And that's the biggest problem with it.
If you're just tuning in, you can see we're speaking to Scott Fitzpatrick. He's Missouri State Treasurer, talking about BlackRock and ESGs. So when they force these diversity, equity, and inclusion proposals on these companies, essentially what they're doing is asking for essentially intimidating companies that work with them into accepting the goals of the Democratic Party. Would that be a fair statement?
Sure. I mean, the way it works is when a company or when an asset manager has the ability to vote on behalf of the people whose money they're managing, they can call up the CEO of that company and say, listen, if you don't do this, if you don't, you know, adopt, you know, these scope 3 emissions limits, then we're just going to vote for different directors to your board who are going to fire you. And so when you're a company like BlackRock that owns 10% of all the companies in the S&P 500, that's a big threat. I mean, look what Elon Musk was able to do with Twitter by just buying 9% of Twitter. The whole world was lit on fire, right? And the thing is, when you take BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, which are the largest three asset managers, when you take those three together, they own about 20% of every company in the S&P 500. And so that is a lot when they act together. And then here's the other big thing is they own a bunch of each other, right? BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street own each other's stock. Vanguard's privately held, but they all own each other. And so they're kind of pushing each other to act in the same way. And it's a really bizarre situation where, you know, they're acting in concert, and that has a huge impact on the operations of these companies.
And you're not alone. There are other Republican treasurers in other states that have decided to make this move with you. Is Missouri the first one, though, to actually go through with it, or have other states already accomplished this as well? Where are the other states in the process?
So, the very first state to do anything was Texas. And it was a couple years ago, and they passed a law that basically said you can't, basically if you're boycotting energy or if you're boycotting oil, you can't do business with the state of Texas. And it's kind of an interesting situation because it's really not what they're doing. They're not boycotting, because the original kind of version of ESG was we're going to not own these bad stocks, what they would call bad stocks, like an oil company or an Exxon. We're not going to own that company. Now, instead of that, they're saying, well, we're going to own them, but we're going to force them to change their behavior, right? And so BlackRock would say, we're not boycotting energy. We're making energy change the way that they're operating. We're going to make them divest of their oil and gas products, and they're going to do more renewable energy. So that's really what's going on there. And that's the big issue.
If you're tuning in, we're speaking to Missouri State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick. You can text the show at 573-319-1586. That's 573-319-1586. We're talking about the decision to divest Missouri State pension funds from BlackRock over their environmental, social, and governance policies. Now, Scott, one of the other complaints that many people have had about BlackRock is their business practices when it comes to purchasing housing in these states and their consolidation of their real estate portfolios that have made affordable housing out of reach for many Americans. Have you been tracking that issue as well? And did that factor in at all in this decision?
No, it has not really factored in to the decision. They're investing in housing or real estate. It was really primarily about their failure to prioritize fiduciary duty over non-pecuniary or non-financial matters. I think that is, I mean, there's been a lot, some newer reporting on large hedge funds or large asset managers or private equity funds buying up lots of single family homes. And it's part of what's driven the cost of real estate up so high, is you've got all this capital looking for a home, and they've gone, they've started to look at the single family home industry and started, buying those up. So it's kind of an interesting challenge or an interesting problem that's on the forefront here, on the horizon.
Scott, is there anything else about this issue that you think that our listeners should know before we let you go?
Well, I think it's worth looking at. Obviously state pension plans, state treasurers and other large institutional managers have a big impact on this issue and where they decide to keep their money. But the reality is retail investors do too. And I think that everybody, who has a retirement account, who has a 401k or an IRA, should be looking at where they're keeping that money, who's managing it on their behalf, and how those people are speaking to the companies on their behalf and how they're voting on issues on their behalf. Because that's really what it comes down to, is you people are thinking, well, this is our taxpayer money, but think about your own money. Think about how it's being used and what advocacy is taking place on your behalf with your money.
Yeah, I have to say, and I think on behalf of the listeners who are very limited government conservative and libertarian types who listen to my show, I just want to say thank you, Scott. We appreciate you standing up for the good people, the citizens of Missouri and the United States. We appreciate you fighting for conservative principles. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you very much. That's Missouri State Treasurer Scott Fitzpatrick, who just joined us on the line. Did you like the interview? Send us a text, 573-319-1586. That's 573-319-1586. When we get back, marijuana use becoming more common with young adults, more common than you might think. We're going to talk about that. Some research that came out. We'll discuss it on the Wake Up America Show at wakeupamericashow.com.